This is the Virtual Assistant Advantage Podcast, the podcast for virtual assistants and the business owners, ministry leaders, and bloggers who hire them. I'm your host, longtime virtual assistant and virtual assistant coach, Alicia Avant. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to another episode of the Virtual Assistant Advantage Podcast. I'm your host, Alicia Avant, and today we're talking about the types of goals to set. This is the third in a series for the month of December on goal setting. This is an exciting time of year. I am a little late getting this episode out. I'm just like barely getting these last two episodes in before the end of the year. But, you know, the whole holiday thing had me off kilter. So we've been talking about goal setting over the past few weeks. Goal setting is absolutely one of my favorite topics. And today we're going to talk about the types of goals you should set. And I know this is a topic likely most everyone has an opinion on. But as a business owner, I wanted to share with you the types of goals that I currently set in my business and my life. And I've always felt it's important to set goals. However, when you're a business owner, especially if you work from home, it's hard to not have these goals of your personal life and your business life kind of mesh together. And I think that that is okay. Many people would probably have a completely different opinion on that. But when you begin to set your goals, you want to think about areas in both your life and business. And for me, these two things very much mesh together. So we're going to focus on these top three areas that I recommend you setting goals in and what I chose to set my 2023 goals in these areas. The first is the financial goal, a monetary goal for your business, because I believe that without a target, you don't know what you're striving towards. So how much money do you want to make, desire to make, need to make in your business? Area number two is personal development. This might include how many books you want to read, how many podcasts you want to listen to, what courses you want to take, what coaching programs you want to join, or what events you want to attend. And then area number three is your spiritual goals. Goals to help you grow in your relationship with Christ and how you will be sure to make God a part of your business. So for me, that's making sure I have a daily quiet time, including prayer and Bible study, making sure that I, you know, read my Bible. It's different from reading a devotion, those sorts of things. And for me, church is a established thing in my life. But for some people, it might be to attend church services or to join a small group or Bible study. And then two extra areas that you could consider setting goals in would be in your relationships and in your physical fitness. I personally am going to set a relationships goal. I would like to do more date nights with my husband that we haven't been able to do in the past or haven't done as much of in the past couple of years. One from 2020 being COVID. I know we just finished 2022. But, you know, you get in a rut. So there we go. And then these areas can be interchanged with other things. Those are five main areas that I've, you know, have considered setting goals. But obviously, you can set goals in different areas. But you have probably heard the SMART goal method many, many times over. But SMART goals are really important because you want to be able to attain these goals. And you got to know what you're aiming for, even with your goals in and of itself. So a SMART goal is specific. In order for a goal to be effective, it needs to be specific. It, you know, what do you need to do? What is the place, what is the specific thing you want to reach? So monthly income goal, for example, or quarterly income goal, because I am doing the 12-week year. I'm doing quarterly goals rather than yearly goals. Even if you start with a large, like a yearly amount, and you break it down into smaller chunks. And then second, it has to be measurable. That is, quantifying them makes it easier to track your success. And thirdly, achievable. Sometimes we need a serious reality check. I was in a mastermind years ago, and this lady who was brand new to business came out, you know, shared her goals and things like that. And some of the things that she said, I didn't want to be the one to burst her bubble, but I knew that it would be very difficult in what she was wanting to do to make the amount of income that she was sharing that she wanted to make. So I just thought, it's not achievable. It's not realistic. And you don't want to set up yourself for failure. In the SMART, S-M-A-R, the R is for relevant. In the big picture, how does it move the needle forward for you or your business? And then the last letter in SMART is T, and that is time bound. You have to set a like ending point, a time where you're going to hit that goal. And if you've listened to the previous episodes, you'll know that the reason why I'm doing quarterly or 12-week goals has a lot to do with this idea of being time-bound and procrastinating if you were to set a yearly goal and being able to, you know, kind of lose sight of what you're looking to do. So I most likely will share some of my goals in the last episode for the month, which is going to be about how to stay accountable for your goals, and give you some pointers and tips on that as well. I wanted to share with you that I do have what I am calling the Go-Getter Jumpstart, or Goal-Getter, not Go-Getter, Goal-Getter Jumpstart Kit. That is absolutely free, and you can get it. I will put the link in the show notes so you can go and grab that. And it kind of walks you through all four of these episodes. It's actually some videos that I did a couple of years ago, but it's the same topics, the same ideas, and it talks about the 12-week year, which I absolutely love. So I hope you'll go check that out, because it could help you in your goal setting for 2023. So thank you so much again for listening to this episode, and I will be back with you soon. Happy New Year.